Liam, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thanks, Amber. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to come on and talk about the RDI Hub.
Fantastic to have you. And as you know, I suppose as our listeners will know, the RDI Hub first opened its doors 5 years ago. It was kind of aiming, I suppose, to be an innovation centre. What was the main aim of opening a facility like this back 5 years ago, Liam?
Yeah, so when we opened in January 2020, I suppose our whole vision was to support startups, scale-ups, SMEs and corporates to scale and grow, creating new products and services that lead to technology jobs in the southwest of Ireland. And that would have been the vision that the public-private partnership had from the word go with Fexico, with Munster Technological University, Kerry County Council, and then the funding we would have got through the Enterprise Ireland Regional Enterprise Development Fund. So it really was about, you know, supporting local enterprise with those wraparound services that we have within the RDI Hub, as I said, to scale and grow, to create those new products and services and to lead the technology jobs. And like I know the impact report we produced for last week, I think showed some of the impact we had over the last 5 years in those areas.
It certainly did, and it was fantastic to see. And as you said, like, we're 5 years on now, but it's proven to be a huge success. Do you feel that it's outperformed maybe some of the expectations that you would have had at the very start, Liam?
Yeah, and like I suppose keep in mind, like of those 5 years, you know, two of those years probably were around the pandemic. So it took us a while to kind of get going. But I suppose when you look back over the 5 years and you see that, you know, we created 430 highly valuable, sustainable jobs, you know, that's an important metric. We've created over 70 new products and services from the 97 companies that have called the RDI Hub their home since we opened our doors. You know, we've seen 250 million collectively raised by startups and scale-ups in the southwest that we've kind of supported on. Ourselves, we've raised over 500k in funding from Horizon Europe and Interreg, Atlantic Area, Northwest Europe over the last 2 years. And I suppose then in terms of engagement, you know, you look at the 10,000 people that have attended our training programs through the different initiatives. We've spoken a lot about some of these initiatives on the program, like the Founder Circle, the STEM Passport for Inclusion program, NDLC, HBAN, Skill and Innovation Exchange. And then 12,000 people have attended our hybrid events. And I suppose one stat in particular that I'm really proud of over the last couple of years is the NSAT, the Net Promoter Score, which is at 82%, because, you know, we really need to represent the voice of our customer and understand, you know, how we can support the startups and scale-ups, SMEs in the region. And you know, I think we've done a really good job in doing that. So look, really looking forward to continuing the initiatives we have in place now for the next 5 years and hopefully beyond.
Absolutely, I can imagine so. And as you mentioned there, you know, as part of the fifth anniversary, you did launch the impact report and you've gone through some of the findings there, which are fantastic to hear. But one of the ones I think that probably stands out to a lot of people was that figure that you mentioned of over 250 million euro in capital has flowed through the RDI Hub, and that was used to support startups and scaling companies since the hub first opened 5 years ago. That's a huge amount of money, Liam. How important is it for the startups and the scaling companies that that has been there, I suppose, and has flowed through the RDI Hub in terms of supporting them?
Yeah, and I guess, look, a lot of the collaborations and the strategic partnerships we've put in place has kind of enabled that funding to come through. So like we, you know, when you talk about the NDLC program, you know, a lot of the startups that have kind of gone on, you know, have either joined the Founder Weekend or been on the pre-accelerator, have then gone on to raise funds. You know, we're also the regional partner covering Kerry, Limerick and Clare for the Halo Business Angel Network, which is all about, you know, helping startup founders to get funding from high net worth angel investments. So I think all of those initiatives have kind of helped. And I suppose, you know, the RDI Hub, while it's an amazing building, it's those wraparound services that are really important, you know. So it's the likes of having Hugh Reynolds, our entrepreneur in residence, helping the companies to scale and grow and helping them to get pitch ready so that they can go and get funding, you know, whether it's research funding that they're getting from, you know, from Enterprise Ireland or from Research Ireland or different places, or if they're going after, you know, VC funding or after angel funding. That's really important. And I suppose the other thing, you know, if you look at the other announcement we had on Friday where, in collaboration with Enterprise Ireland, we launched the 1 million Smart Regions AI Navigator program. And, you know, that's all about supporting SMEs to adopt and implement artificial intelligence solutions, which is obviously key at the moment. And that Smart Regions AI Navigator program is co-funded by the Government of Ireland and the European Union through the Southern, Eastern and Midland Regional Program 2021 to 2027. But on that program, you know, we're going to support startups locally and SMEs through our AI masterclasses the last Tuesday of each month, through our AI training sessions the last Thursday of each month, you know, through the consultations we're doing then. So we're putting a very bespoke program in place where we'll work with companies to help them on their AI journey. And it was great on Friday to have five companies from the region actually at the event and who signed a contract to get involved. So it's great to have, you know, local companies like EnergyWise, O'Carroll Engineering in Killarney, you know, TLI, Tricell involved in that program and working forward with us. So like delighted to have those companies on board on the AI Navigator program.
That's fantastic. And I was going to ask you about that program actually as well, because we hear so much about AI and obviously you do a lot yourselves there in terms of the summer school as well and the different digital masterclasses that you do. But it's a big part of business now, and I suppose it's probably only going to get bigger as well, Liam, as we look to the future. So it's important to have programs like this in place that will help, I suppose, startups, as you said, but SMEs really as well, to get familiar with it, I suppose, and to learn about it as well, because it will play a big role as we look to the future.
Yeah, it is. And I suppose if you take one of the companies that has signed up, which I know is well known in Kerry, would be Tricell, for example, in Killarney. And, you know, when I spoke with the board of Tricell, what they needed was how can they get started? You know, so, you know, they knew that they needed to embrace AI, not really clear on, you know, what area could they apply AI, you know, to help in terms of the productivity and the return on investment. And I guess what's happened with Tricell is through attending the masterclasses, attending the training programs, and then getting in and doing the more bespoke sessions with Tricell, they've now figured out the area where they want to apply AI. And you know, their CFO spoke really well, and their CTO spoke really well at the event on Friday around how they're going to apply AI in their business. So it's kind of getting under the hood, I guess, really, and looking to see where the opportunities are. You know, what function, you know, what tools are you going to apply? You know, why are you looking at AI? And I suppose we're all about helping people on that journey.
You certainly are. And that's a big part that you play there as well in terms of educating people and supporting them in their journey. And I can imagine that's something that you're hoping to continue over the next couple of years.
100% it is. You know, like I suppose we've developed a really nice model in terms of, you know, the space, you know, is very innovative, very collaborative. You know, when you come into the RDI Hub, you not alone get support from the RDI Hub team. You know, we've 30 mentors that provide a lot of support, and like our entrepreneur in residence, Hugh Reynolds. But then you get support from your other colleagues as well, because, you know, even though we're sector agnostic and we've, you know, individuals and companies across fintech, construction tech, you know, smart manufacturing, they're all on a journey to create new products and services. And then, you know, you add in on top of that, you know, the support we get from Fexco and the Fexco innovation team, you know, that gives companies and individuals a lot of support to bring their idea forward and, you know, help them on the journey. And as I said, you know, 97 companies have called RDI Hub their home over the last 5 years. You know, they've generated over 430 jobs and created over 70 products and services. So look, if we can kick that number on and maybe double that over the next 5 years, you know, that would be fantastic. And look, keep in mind, the whole objective of the RDI Hub is to find the next Fexco or the next Taxamo. And, you know, Kerry is a university county now. You get your university education from MTU Tralee, and, you know, we can then hopefully have the companies through the RDI Hub that will allow you to have those really promising and rewarding technology careers in Kerry.
That's fantastic to hear. And you mentioned the massive number of jobs, over 430, and that there have been more than 70 then products and services created. Will you talk us through maybe some of those different products and services, just so the listeners are aware exactly what you mean when you speak about them, Liam?
Yeah, so like if I take some of the companies, I suppose, you know, Taxamo is a well-known example of a company that would have been our anchor tenant, that was the first company to take space with us in January 2020. And then they went on and got acquired by Vertex Inc. for a $200 million cash deal. And, you know, they're creating really innovative products in the VAT and GST space. You know, Graphite Note, Harvey Smolik would have been, you know, working from his home in Killarney before the RDI Hub. You know, came in, took space with us in November 2020, you know, went on the NDRC program, found the weekends, the pre-accelerator, you know, found his co-founder, Vinnie Lynch, just through engaging with the RDI Hub at a particular event. And now he's scaling the company with five people and more. So like, that's another great example. And he's doing a really interesting work around no-code, low-code solutions to predict sales pipelines. You know, we've had big companies like Glencar Construction doing really interesting work in construction tech that have taken space and tapped into the services we've had available. Interflow Logistics would have, you know, joined the RDI Hub as two people. You know, we're looking at how they can digitalize the whole logistics process and the smart logistics process, and have now opened a new office as well in Germany. So again, they're growing really strongly. And then I suppose the final one I'd look at would be Siteplant with Owen. You know, he's been developing a solution where, for the construction tech industry, where you can basically, you know, hire out tools digitally and be able to hire them out and then, you know, hand them back at the end. So I suppose these are just examples. There's others as well, like Emotion Media, doing really good work in the content space. As I said, at the moment, you know, we've had over 97 companies come through. At the moment, we've up to 50 companies in the hub, but they're all creating new products and services, and they're all on a journey. And, you know, yesterday I had a meeting with two of those companies, and, you know, they both have specific issues. One of them is looking for an opportunity to build a strategic partnership. The other is looking for an opportunity around AI test automation. And a lot of what we do is we're a connector. So we'll now connect them with people in the ecosystem who we feel can help them solve those problems. So yeah, look, we've had great stories, and all of these stories were covered in our impact report, which we launched on Friday.
You certainly have, and it's great to hear some of the examples firsthand there as well, because there is so much going on there. It's great to hear, I suppose, how successful people have been. You mentioned that you have about over 50 or so with you at the moment companies. If someone is listening, Liam, and they're interested maybe in getting involved, is there still space open for them to do that?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the nature of RDI Hub is, you know, we're always kind of a revolving door. You know, companies come in, they incubate, they stay in the RDI Hub. And, you know, we've a contract which is just for a minimum of 1 month. So people can kind of come, you know, stay with us for a month, stay with us for a year, stay with us longer. So we definitely have space. You know, we've three membership models. You know, you can have your dedicated desk within the RDI Hub. You can also then have a kind of a hybrid model where you want to work from home, but you also want to work in the hub. And then last year we launched our digital community initiative, where you can join the hub online and, you know, just be virtual, but I'll be able to tap into all the expertise we have. So if you want to find out more information, by all means, go to rdihub.com or reach out to me at liam.cronin@rdihub.com.
And Liam, just before we finish up, you mentioned that your plans for the next couple of years are to hopefully grow those, I suppose. So lots of work to do ahead, but I can imagine it's something you're looking forward to and a challenge that you're willing to accept.
No, 100%. I mean, look, as I said, you know, it's been a great story over the last 5 years. I think we're, you know, we've got a very solid base now, you know, whether it's looking at the member companies that are in the space. Like, if I also look at, you know, companies that are not members that are using, you know, the meeting rooms, the event space, and, you know, using the podcast studio. We've a training program coming up in the next couple of weeks around the podcasting studio. You know, you look across the programs, whether it's NDLC, HBAN, and now the Smart Regions AI Navigator program. And we continue to get really good traction going after grants as well in Europe, you know, 500K raised to Horizon Europe and Interreg. So I think we've got a really good baseline now. And it's really now about kind of pushing on and you know, but still with that whole vision and mission of creating new products and services and technology jobs in Kerry for the future generation that is coming on.
That's great to hear. Well, Liam, continued success, and thank you for taking the time to come on the show this evening and to talk about the anniversary.
Great. Thanks, Amber. Thanks for the opportunity.